Moncrief on News Talk.
Out of a quick look at one of those possible top moments from the last 20 years, the Saipan incident. At the time, it divided this nation. Some supported Roy Keane's walkout. Some argued that if he had stayed, we might have progressed far further in the competition. Dick Redmond has been kit man for the under-21s and senior teams for over 20 years. And Dick joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Dick.
Good afternoon, Sean. Good afternoon to all your listeners.
Now, you knew Roy pretty well, and at the time of Saipan, it was kind of reported that he was in a bit of a crank anyway before the whole thing blew up and before he gave those infamous interviews. Could he be like that?
I'm trying to get track back on it. Roy was Roy, you know what I mean? One day you get Roy in a great humour, another day you get Roy in not so good a humour. And I think building up to the World Cup, or Saipan, there was a bit of hot and cold. But look, at the whole country was looking forward to Saipan. Everybody was geared up. It was in a country like never before, I don't think. It took everybody by surprise what it was like in the country and all that, with the fans and all that. So everybody was geared up for it.
Right, yeah. But could Roy, like, you know, make irrational decisions, I suppose, is what I'm saying, if he was in a bad mood?
No. Roy wouldn't make any decisions as such. He was the captain of the team. Okay, he might have something to say about something, but which was his prerogative because he was a captain. But, I mean, he would always talk to the manager and, you know, sort that out that needed to be sorted out.
Right, yeah. Though in this, it seemed to kind of play out in public. That was part of the problem here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the ins and outs of that meeting room or anything like that. But look, it certainly did what you said in the introduction there. It divided the nation, and 50% for and 50% against. And look, at the end of the day, everybody wanted Ireland to do well, and including Roy wanted Ireland to do well. So, you know, it was just unfortunate the way it panned out in the papers and all that, and on the media and all that, and then we went on to have the whole country thought was a very successful campaign.
Could it have been better, though, if he'd been there?
Well, I tell you, people say that to you, but I would also have the other argument. Would we have got as far with Roy playing? Because, remember, everything went through Roy in midfield. And other players were sort of, you know, not getting as much of the ball and much of the whatever, the limelight or anything. And then when Roy wasn't there, the midfielders, you know, they grew up that tournament, and they came out and they played absolutely marvellous. So you never know. You could always say, oh, we might have beat Spain that day. You know, we could also say we mightn't have got the chance to play Spain because we could have went out. So yeah. you don't know. But certainly the team went out and gave everything, were galvanised and gave everything. And we could have easily beaten Spain that day. Remember, Ian Hart missed a penalty in the game.
Dick, thanks very much for talking with us today. That's Dick Redmond there, former kitman to the Irish national football team. And that debate will continue on the Hard Shoulder. Kieran's here to tell us about it.
Moncrief on News Talk.